Time for the birthday scam. I'm going to call a young lady who recently had a baby, and we're going to be from the hospital. She's had trouble, as you would expect, having the insurance cover all the bills, so we're going to call, disputing some of those charges. They're outstanding.
Well, our first insurance company went out of business, which really complicated things.
Hello?
This is Steve with hospital. How are you today?
I'm fine.
I'm sorry to bother you, but I'm calling from the accounting department, and we've had a recent charge that was rejected by your insurance company.
Okay.
It's for $1,249.53.
What was the date of service, and what was it for?
This goes back to, I guess, your delivery in June.
Okay.
And it's for medical supplies. I noticed that we have had problems with some billing in the past.
Right. What happened was they went into receivership.
Mm-hmm.
There was a long period where they were not paying any claims.
Here's what we like to get you to do in these instances. If you could just pay the amount and then reimburse the company yourself, we would appreciate it.
Well, I'm not going to do that because I have no guarantee that I'm going to get that money.
But ultimately,
what I can do is...
Ultimately, you're responsible for the charges.
Well, I understand.
Whether you have insurance or not.
Right. Okay. Let me ask you this.
Okay.
Can you tell me what the reason was they denied it? Do you have the EOB in front
of
you?
Yeah, it says insufficient information.
Okay, well then that's not my problem. That is something that they're not receiving.
Our policy is we're going to submit it once, and if they kick it back, then we ask you to pay.
Okay, I currently do not have $1,200 to pay this bill because I have insurance to cover it.
Well, apparently you didn't get good insurance if they went into receivership.
Well, you're correct. Obviously.
That might have been, you might have considered that before you went ahead and had the baby.
We didn't have any problems before with the insurance, and we were not aware that it had gone into receivership.
Well, we have waited long enough, and you're responsible. I don't want to go to the collection agency on this.
Don't you think that I have been hassled by this myself?
Well, I don't know. I mean, this entirely is all your fault.
Excuse me? What is your name, sir?
Now, if you can't handle the charges...
What is your name?
Steve Phillips.
Steve Phillips, and you're with the hospital?
Yes.
In the accounting department.
If you can't handle the charges, I have a solution.
I have no desire to even want to work with you because
I do.
You have done nothing but jump all over me.
We could... I have a little side business. I'm a baby broker. And what we could do is, I have a website. We could sell your baby on the internet.
Oh my God!
Who is this?
And get a price, and we could recoup all of these expenses. Babies are hot right now.
Who is this?
Is it a white baby?
I know what's happening. My husband is putting you on to me about this, isn't he?
I'm thinking $2,500 for a healthy white baby right now.
Mm-hmm. He's worth a lot more than that.
They pay the delivery charges, and that'll...
Tell my husband, Kelly, that he is a jerk.
Your husband, Kelly, loves you. This is Dean and Raj.
I'm going to kill him.
Birthday scam.
Uh-huh.
You can keep your baby. Enjoy your birthday. Thank you, Angela.
Thank you.
A Girl Like You, 1989. That was a chart topper on the mainstream rock and alternative music charts. They kind of crossed that genre there. We played that back in the day, Raj.
I always liked that song. Got a good guitar riff, and we lost him, right?
Yes, he just passed away. He was just 62 years old, and he'd been recovering from injuries sustained during a fall. He was rehabilitating. They're not saying that's the cause of death. It's just something that was going on with him. He had lost use of a hand because of some nerve damage and things.
What's his name?
His name is Pat DiNizio.
Okay.
And he was working in his family's trash hauling business when he formed the Smithereens back in...
late 80s or something, or 80s?
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah. 1980.
Good group. I remember that video, too.
Mm-hmm.
Got a lot of airplay. It's 6:46 coming up on our show. We've got the birthday scam at 7:10. Right after that, Eagles tickets. We'll play Lion Eyes. Lion Eyes will get you tickets to the show if you're the 12th caller when that song starts. And a nice day, sunny today, high of 64 in the JohnEagleHonda.com Weather Center. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
It's Dean and Raj.
Dean Wayne and Rob.
Yes.
Hello, Roy.
The Sugar Plum Fairies.
Hi there. Yes.
Getting ready for the holidays, are you?
We are.
We're trying, yeah.
Yeah, you know, the great thing about being a redneck is I can go shopping for my mom, sister, and wife and only come back with one gift. Well, figure that one out.
What?
But I got all the shopping done early this year.
Wow.
You know, and I got them all wrapped, and I realized, dang it, I used the wrong wrapping paper.
Uh-oh.
It says, happy birthday, but I don't want to waste it, so I'm going to just write Jesus on it. They go, what? Yeah, we got to try to log on to the Obamacare website again.
Oh, okay.
It's perfect for us.
Why?
Because we're unemployed, and we got a lot of pre-existing conditions.
Oh. You
do. Yeah, Ethel's got irritable bowel syndrome, and Roy Jr.'s got three nipples. Later!
And an early Christmas present for Moody Blues fans as they are headed to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That just came out this morning. We broke that story an hour ago here on the Eagle, along with Bon Jovi and Dire Straits and some others. We'll be headed into the new class of the Hall of Fame.
Also, Jack Morris and Alan Trammell.
That's a different Hall of Fame, Rob.
Hall of Fame!
There are no more rabid fans in music than Moody Blues fans.
Yeah, they're very loyal. Cult. I don't want to use the word cult. They were pretty big.
Oh, they were huge, man. You were into the Moody Blues.
Yeah, I liked them. I think my favorite album is not considered maybe their best, but I liked Seventh Sojourn. Mm-hmm. Great album.
Yeah. So more on that report coming up, bottom of the hour in the Eagle Update. We have a chance to win Eagles tickets right around the corner. When you hear In the City, great Eagles track from the Long Run album, Caller 12 will win. Coming up here in just a few minutes.
'Tis the season, bros. Yeah, it's that time of year again. Osmond's Christmas party time, where coworkers get together and they mix and mingle and get smashed on two drink tickets, then grind on each other to songs like this. Have you seen my pants? Have you seen my pants? What awesome office Christmas party. Have you seen my pants? This friendly officer is asking thanks. Oh, legal weed, oh, legal weed. I cannot find my apartment. It's the Ostrich Christmas party. With a belly full of finger foods, you and a sales assistant are heading back to your place for a nightcap. Hey, girl, come join me in my hot tub, tub, tub. It's the biggest hits from the awful Christmas party. I just smoked a ball. Let's get some food from Grubhub. Oh, if you see me and I pick a fight, if down at county is where I spend the night, it's probably 'cause I'm drinking the crown. Mistletoe, mistletoe, open kissing your boss is a no-no. Thanks, mistletoe, mistletoe. It's okay, bro, you didn't like that job anyway. It's the Oxen Christmas Party, available now at Orphis Depot and wherever you find mechanical pencils and flaming hot Cheetos.
Still to come on the show this morning, we've got tickets to see the Eagles. Raj, what are we listening for?
Dean, it looks like the next one is In the City. That's a Glenn Frey song, is it not?
It is. When he was with the Eagles, it was on the Eagles' Long Run album.
Right.
Still a fan favorite.
But then wasn't it in was it in Miami Vice or was it in...
I think they did use some of that. Or am I maybe mixing it with the Heat Is On and then the...
It was used in a movie called, if I'm remembering correctly, called The Wanderers, that was out around that same time.
Yeah.
And maybe in other things, you know how
yeah.
songs can be used in different movies and stuff.
You'll know it when you hear it, and that's going to happen, in the 8 o'clock hour, your next opportunity to win tickets to see the Eagles.
It was, You Belong to the City, right?
No.
No, it's In the City. You Belong to the City is a different song.
Got it. Okay. That was Glenn Frey solo in Miami Vice. I'm sorry, I misheard.
Thanks for clearing this up for you.
I was right in my head.
Yeah.
I was right.
These arguments become more difficult
as we get older.
We're each hearing different things in our heads.
Right. Like you and I just had the argument about Catherine Whaley.
Yeah, it's hard to argue over the same thing if you're each thinking of a different thing in your
right,
head.
Yeah, right. You were right. I was right.
You can both be right, though. That's
talking
the
about the wrong thing.
All right. Now, we have tickets to give away. Joe Satriani, 713-343-1075. You'll have to answer a fascinating trivia question if you want these tickets. Call now.
We're just going to spring it on you, and I think it's doable because Dean sprung it on me off the air, and I was able to nail it, so I think it's logically achievable.
Just because you knew it, you feel
well,
that,
and
you
I'm know. Not Mr. Know What's Trending, so...
Yeah, if you knew it, anybody can do it.
That's exactly right. Thank you. I'm in the media, and I don't follow what trends.
So while Haas gets the callers going, I'll tell you the weather today. Sunny, high of 64. Currently in the 30s. You felt too cold even to ride your bike today.
Today when it was like, I don't know, 35 or 6, I don't know, this is it. That's my limit. I've ridden the last two mornings, but I broke out the vehicle today.
Will not go under 40.
No, there's no sense.
Hey, Michael, how are you today?
Very well.
Got to answer this question for the Satriani. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
The top searches for the year for Google are out this morning. Who do you think?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I know. Same thing, right? You can do this.
Okay.
Who was the most searched person in 2017 on Google?
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump is
a great guess. I thought you might go there, and it wasn't, surprisingly. Thanks for trying.
Hey, Leo, how are you?
Pretty good. How are you?
Who was the most searched person on Google this year? Not Trump.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I know it was a hurricane. It wasn't a person.
No, but we're talking about a person. They have different categories. The most searched person, not story. The story was Irma, is what you're thinking about.
Yeah, you're
hurricane
right on
Irma.
That.
Yeah.
I wish we could give you the
yeah.
prize, but that's not what we asked.
Yeah, we want the person.
All right. That would probably be...
5 seconds.
All right. Man, I ain't got nothing.
All right. All right. Kind of caught you off guard there. Thanks.
Hello, Jonathan.
Oh, I can't think of his name.
Who are you thinking of?
The guy that's been kneeling at the football games and started the whole thing.
Oh, Kaepernick.
Oh, Kaepernick is a great guess. It is not correct.
Andy, good morning.
Good morning.
What is the answer to the most searched person of 2017?
I'm going to take a wild guess. Lauer.
Matt Lauer, the disgraced host of the Today Show, is the number one person of 2017. Can you believe it?
Yeah. You know, and there were so many sexual harassers to choose from.
Well, there are.
But somehow he rose above them all, Dean.
There are three in the top five.
Like Weinstein?
Weinstein is at like fifth. And
who's the other one? Franken?
Wow, I really can't believe it.
Kevin Spacey.
Kevin Spacey, right,
yeah.
Right,
oh,
right,
yeah.
Of course.
Kevin Spacey.
The top five are Lauer, number one, Meghan Markle, the new princess, number two, Nadia Tofa.
Who is that, Susie?
I don't know who that is.
Tofu?
Number three. Then you have Weinstein and Spacey rounding out the top
That's
five.
Pretty sad when there's a top four search and we don't even know what that person is.
Could be. Well, you know, and Lauer just happened. So, I mean,
I know.
To Blew be number up. One for the whole year.
This is a global list, so it could very well be somebody.
It's the World Wide Web, Dean.
She is an Italian television presenter.
There you go, yes.
Who falsely reported a dangerous nuclear experiment was due to take place under Italy's Gran Sasso Mountain.
Okay.
Wow. You know, I can't believe I missed that one.
So, Andy, you've done it. You're on your way to the G3 show. That's with Satriani and others at the Hobby Center, January 28th. Hold on, please.
Well, thank you, sir.
Today's Wild Pitch, brought to you by Classic Auto Group Galveston. Channel 13's Catherine Whaley had Astro star George Springer on the set to help her with the traffic report. And George did a good job. He was even able to identify his workplace.
Click your green button. I have a surprise for you. Check it out. What does that look like?
That's the ballpark.
There you go.
I like it. There's normally always traffic right there, especially after the game, especially after firework.
George is already preparing for his post-baseball career. Watch out, Kelly Ryan. That's today's Wild Pitch.